Well, in Arkansas, as early as today, lawmakers behind that bill that would ban doctors from administering gender transition treatment to children could override the Republican governor's veto. Asa Hutchinson vetoed the bill yesterday.
House Bill 1570 would put the state as the definitive oracle of medical care, overriding parents, patients, and health care experts. This would be and is a vast government overreach.
If state lawmakers override the governor, it would make Arkansas the first state with such a ban. Dr. Aaron Strong is a pediatrician in Little Rock who sees several transgender patients. And Dr. Leaders at the Arkansas chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics tell us that this bill would interfere in the referral process when a patient, a child, expresses these transgender identity questions. You won't be able to pass them on to a specialist. What are your other concerns?
This is, in my eyes, really an unprecedented attack on the doctor-patient relationship. And it's a concern because it involves our most vulnerable youth, in my eyes. I do really want to thank Governor Hutchinson for his leadership in vetoing this harmful bill. But I really don't like the idea of politicians stepping into the exam room with me and the families I'm seeing and trying to limit necessary care for my patients.
Well, as we understand it, it would also ban doctors from prescribing hormone therapies or puberty blockers or perform transition surgeries, which you understand are already banned in your state on children under 18. But we understand a particular concern for you is that it may not grandfather children already getting therapy?
Correct. We're really talking about a very few kids who end up with any kind of hormonal or puberty blocking treatment in our state. The majority of kids, you know, come to this care actually after puberty has already begun. But the fact that this blocks me from sending kids for definitive care is really disconcerting.
So you're saying the younger children are not seeking these therapies or puberty blockers, but do you understand how people might fear that they are, and that children don't understand the long-term implications of, you know, such a treatment? Supporters have named the bill the Save Adolescents from Experimentation. And there are people who are concerned it's something that can't be reversed if children change their mind. Can you respond to that?
So gender-affirming care, the backbone of it is just providing an understanding environment and a supportive environment for these kids and their families. I promise you that none of these youth choose to go through the struggle of questioning their identity and their gender, and they need a healthcare provider who is understanding and can help walk them through that process.
But others point out that these puberty blockers can be reversed.
Certainly. So you might describe puberty blocking drugs as something that simply buys kids time to walk through this journey of gender identity. And like I said, very few children under the age of 18 really are placed on puberty blocking drugs, at least in Arkansas. And I just have to point out that the backbone of this, from my perspective, is the mental health care side of gender affirming care. And if I'm not able as a general pediatrician to refer kids or even mental health care in a population who is at extreme risk for anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, you know, that is really putting a huge burden of harm and risk onto a very at-risk population of my patients.
So you're saying that the biggest fault, it sounds like you see with the bill, is that a pediatrician like you can't refer these kids to that kind of mental health that they need, that the puberty blockers, which are would be banned in the bill, can be reversed, but you're saying you're not even seeing, you know, children certainly have this kind of therapy, and few are having it even later in their teen years. Transition surgery is already banned. So what do you think is going on here? You know, your governor, Governor Hutchinson, said that this is part of the culture war, in addition to having, as you said, politicians in the room with the doctor, or parents. You know, it should be between parents and doctor and child. What else do you think is going on here if a lot of the stuff that's being banned isn't really even being used?
You know, I'm not a politician. I'm a pediatrician. It is a nationwide effort to find someone to pick on. And it's really, really a sad situation.
Dr. Aaron Strong, a pediatrician in Little Rock, Arkansas, who does see transgender patients, responding to the bill in that state. Dr. Strong, thank you.
No, thank you so much for your time.